All right. Well, happy Friday to all of you and welcome to On the Map. Hopefully we're clearing up a little bit so we can get out and do some things this weekend. And tonight we're going to share a long list of festivals and events this weekend that you can do in Chicago, outside of Chicago, including the National Balloon Classic. Now, the National Balloon Classic is taking place in Iowa, July 31st through August 8th. You can see about 100-plus hot air balloons, meet skilled pilots, and so much more. Stacy Schoenbrand is the Executive Director and CEO of the National Balloon Classic, and she joins us on the map. Welcome in, Stacy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, your last name looks complicated, and it's not if you focus and really, really carefully.
You have to focus.
You
exactly.
Focus, yeah. So tell us about the history of this event. 13 years now?
I have been with the National Balloon Classic for 13 years, but Indianola, Iowa has hosted a competitive balloon event for 56 years.
Wow.
So our town of about 17,000 people is absolutely overtaken by the most beautiful display of balloons in the sky that you could imagine.
No, there's nothing really like this, and I will say that how do you even start the process of competing in an event like this?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of pilots are going to what they call racer balloons. So if you're familiar with hot air balloons, they used to be very round and puffy, and they're getting to be more like a football shape. So that is what most of the pilots now are flying to compete. A lot of pilots still fly for leisure and fun and a hobby, but the ballooning is getting more and more competitive, and we're seeing a lot of young pilots come on board, a lot of female pilots. It's a really exciting time in ballooning.
When does the process begin to even be a part of this competition?
The process begins in about January of each year. We put out our pilot registration, but we have so many pilots that have returned year after year that by the time we open up registration, we're almost full by the end of the of the week. So we have 125 slots available. And if we have to, or if we have more interest, we always like to welcome more, so we will find room.
So for a first-time attendee, what can people expect to see over this nine-day event?
They can expect to see hot air balloons, hopefully, weather permitting, of course. And we know that the weather does not always cooperate, so we have plenty of activities, a lot of different balloon immersion experiences, like tether rides. You can walk inside a hot air balloon. Yeah, I don't know if you remember if you were in kid in gym class and you used the parachute and you'd run inside. Yeah. It's a lot like that, only three times as big.
Right.
We have live music every night. It's a huge festival experience. We have 5 drone shows, 2 night glows. That's when the sun goes down and the balloons launch again and they are tethered to the ground and they glow in the dark, and it's just absolutely magical.
So the level of competition, is it pretty fierce, you know, and how much do these pilots, you said over almost 125 pilots, how competitive are they in all this?
Well, those that are competitive are very competitive. So we fly twice a day. Mornings are really reserved for the competition flying. And in the pilot briefings in the mornings, you can hear a pin drop. They have their game faces on, and they are listening to weather reports. They're looking at winds. They're looking at their GPSs, their maps, and that sort of thing. And they're planning their strategy. At night, we also compete, but that's more for fun flying. We have fun activities and points, or prizes and points at night also, and that's where things really get lively and such. We invite people to come out in the mornings and watch the competition. That's a great time to watch balloons, but it's night. In the evenings is when everything happens.
Now, do the balloons have names that you can root for, I'm assuming?
Oh, yes, they have names. If you go to our website, you'll see the pilot, their balloon, their name, the pilot's name, where they're from, and the name of their balloons. One of my all-time favorites over the year is Cheaper Than a Wife.
Oh, geez, wow. Okay, all right. Okay, fair enough. So tell folks how easy it is to get to Indiana. Pronounce it for me, will you?
Indianola.
Indianola. How easy is it to get there?
It is so easy to get to Indianola. We're only about 5 hours away from Chicago by car. We're an hour and 15 minutes by plane. I probably would not suggest taking a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're only about 15-20 minutes south of Des Moines, the capital. So there's endless things to do because the balloons don't fly during the day. So it's a perfect time to wander Warren County here in Iowa. We have beautiful trails and lakes and things to do. And then, like I said, the Des Moines is just a few minutes away, and that's nonstop entertainment. It's a great weekend.
You mentioned nightclub, but that's really a big feature there. It's pretty cool. Like explain kind of a little bit more what that is.
So usually on a nightclub, what we do is we fly the pilots into the field. So they have a place. They land at our balloon field. We have a 150-acre outdoor balloon field. So there's not a bad spot to see hot air balloons. And they fly into the field, and then they land, and they just stay there. And they wait, and when it gets just dusk or dark, they start lighting, and they start synchronizing their burner. So they hit their burner, and that makes their entire balloon glow. So imagine a field of 125 or so glowing balloons that looks like gigantic light bulbs popping on and off. It's a sight that you have to see.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. What is the best website to find out more about the National Balloon Classic?
We are at nationalballoonclassic.com.
Easy peasy. All right, Stacy, thank you so much, and have fun at the Classic.
Thank you, and come join us to feel the whoosh.